one I would like to read on page 132, pure compassion. Of course, for as long as our compassion at the beginning, our compassion is mixed with attachment. And therefore, it's not pure. Therefore, we still have maybe doubts, hesitation, and so forth. But now we are talking about pure compassion is a mind that finds the suffering of others unbearable. But it does not make us depressed. In fact, it gives us tremendous energy to work for others and to complete the spiritual path for their sake. It shatters our complacency and makes it impossible to rest content with the superficial happiness of satisfying our worldly desires. And so most of the people, they are just like satisfied with superficial happiness. This is why we all want to run out now and lie in the sun and have a good time and go this place and that place and meet this person and this, but because still think all these causes, all these things are the causes of our happiness. And this is what we don't say we can't do that, but they are not actual causes of happiness. They're superficial, temporary reduction from loneliness, temporary reduction from being bored at home, temporary reduction of being hungry. They're all temporary reduction, which in nature are in fact all suffering. Yeah, so it destroys our complacency and makes it impossible to rest content with the superficial happiness of satisfying our worldly desires. Yet, in its place, so what is the option to superficial happiness? Yet, in its place, we will come to know a deep inner peace that cannot be destroyed, not be disturbed by changing conditions. That's what we need. A deep inner peace, and the cause of it, deep inner peace, is compassion. And then our happiness cannot be destroyed. Then we can maintain this happy, peaceful mind all the time. If we are with friends, if we are not with friends, if we are in this place or a different place, it doesn't matter. Because happiness comes from within. Actual cause of happiness is only to be found in a peaceful mind. Peaceful mind is the main cause of happiness, and compassion is a cause of a peaceful mind. Very beautiful, very powerful. Yeah, and if our mind is full of compassion, it is impossible that negative states or delusions will arise. And external circumstances, from their own side, they alone, they have no power to disturb us. This is only when we allow delusions to arise, then our mind is disturbed. But if our mind is governed by compassion, it is always at peace. And so it's also very important to understand what is real happiness. Real happiness is not ha 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 excitement. Yeah, real happiness, inner peace, positive, virtuous, powerful, stable mind, which is concentrated on a virtuous object, and therefore the mind is virtuous.